When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the one and only DJ Scream. It's Big Bank, it's Baby J. It's time for that Big Facts. www.bigfactspod.com. How everybody feeling today? Jade over there doing her makeup. You good, Jade? Good to see you, Jade. Good to see you, Bank. You know what I'm saying? Everything good with everybody?
That boy Big Blizzle.
Big Bank Black. Look, the conversation today, we're going to have a couple conversations. Shouts to boy Benny the Butcher, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be our first artist or first guest from New York. Reach out to a lot of our New York homies. He's from upstate New York, but he's going to be the first guest from New York
Rochester?
To pull up on us. Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah, Buffalo. So we'll have a good conversation with him. But first, you know, a little while back.
Dan from New York, right?
Dan from New York, but she kind of like.
Who else we had? We had somebody else from New York on here.
Who?
Nah, who? Bro.
Oh, nah.
We sent invites. Shouts to the homies. Rugs, special, more people, fabulous. We sent invites, and when they get time, I'm sure they'll come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But for right now, we're going to rock with Benny today. So likes went away a little while back. Mm-hmm. So you put out your phone, you say you're having your account too, and you scroll up and down. You see everybody comments, but you didn't see how many likes there was or views or nothing.
It would just say like by such and such and others.
Like by Jade and others. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of funny that day because some people started like panicking. Like, that's messed up. How am I going to run my business? And that affects me and my brand and my business and all this other stuff. I just first kind of think that I think it's great to make money off Instagram, be an influencer, all that good shit, right? But I don't think that some likes and some views and some comments or how much you got going on Instagram should define you. Am I tripping?
No, I don't. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. Like, I know people that, like, if their shit doesn't get a certain amount of likes, then they, like, take their shit down or whatever. And don't like unpost it or whatever. But like with me, like
no, I do that. I archive it now. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, well, I don't.
Because Instagram be tripping. Sometimes you be like, why the fuck is it? Wow, yesterday was something else. Get a few thousand.
I don't
likes
give a
today.
Fuck. Like if you go to my page, like if it's up on my page, it's up and it ain't going nowhere. Like I don't give a fuck if nobody likes it. I posted it because I wanted it to be on my page. So
true. We respect that.
Like
I learned how to do that from him though, from Bank. He'll archive some shit quick. Not maybe because of the likes.
See, he's a Gemini.
He's just doing it because
he'll post some shit in there and be like, I don't want that shit on my page, and then take it down. Like, be tripping, like, for real. So, like,
is that what
you
it
can't
is?
Even really. Yeah.
I be erasing my pictures, me, all kinds of
he
shit.
He don't care. Like,
I don't know.
He'll wipe the whole shit clean and wake up the next day and start putting
Instagram
it back.
Instagram shit, that shit means a lot in today's society.
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I remember back in the day, we used to explain niggas like, you know, Scream, he be with Hood Rich. He got them, you know what I'm saying? That's his shit, him and Rip. They broke this such record. I'm running down your resume. Mm. Now a nigga say,
How many followers you got?
You know Screen, he won them 20, 30,000 followers. He verified.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
That's your resume.
That's a nigga resume, his Instagram.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's what it is.
Nigga might got them, just say Vince, you might got them a bitch. You might tell a bitch, hey, yeah, ooh, ooh, ooh. She asks you your Instagram, she go on your page. If your followers low, like, you ain't nobody.
Right. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, bro. Honest, I know some niggas with no followers.
The richest niggas I know got no followers.
Exactly.
The richest niggas I know don't even have a page.
Nah, niggas might have a page, a company page or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But them niggas, you would never know from no Instagram shit. You get what I'm saying?
And real shit, we...
That's crazy right there.
There might be some people with millions of followers sleeping on air mattresses.
It's millions of people with millions of followers
sleeping
on air mattress. Yes.
Millions.
Not millions of people with millions.
I don't see people with millions of followers. It's okay to take an Uber. That's fine.
That's a lot of people, Jay. A million
people.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
A million people. And this is my thing. I think that you should work on, I guess you would say, you should be making at least a dollar from each of your followers. But you shouldn't have no half a million followers and be broke. It just should not happen. You got to figure out a way to get some money from some of your followers, even if they the haters or some shit.
Even if you start a goddamn GoFundMe, man. Right. Something.
I got all these followers.
Man, nigga had better work, they move.
For real. It just don't make sense to me. But that's just me. And like we say, we might be the dinosaurs.
Nah, it just is what it is, though. But get what? You got to learn. You got to adapt. Like I said again, you got to be able to adapt with this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, if that's what they respecting, then we finna use this shit as a tool also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect every move, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
respect the hustle.
If you don't try to goddamn adapt, bro, you'll get left behind in this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. No, I respect the
trying
hustle.
Trying to act like you don't do the. All right.
I know niggas that do.
Right.
Straight
they
up.
Do it.
Shout out to my nigga Freddie Spaghetti, man.
they do it. Yeah. Nah, real shit.
Like. That shit happened with the music, too. Like, it's like, you'll be like, you heard so-and-so shit. How many followers they got?
Yep.
What they got to do with their music?
Even the labels.
Like.
Even the labels be too. On that shit, too, bro. Like, this ain't no fake shit. Like, I might tell a goddamn exec about a nigga who I know. This nigga's a star. Fuck what the fuck. Like, that's what happened, bro. Like, everybody waiting on what's popping instead of what's it for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might see a nigga that's it. Like, this nigga it. I don't give a fuck whether I know whatever it is, he got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a nigga be like, and a label exec will be on some shit like, so how many followers he got? Who's following him? No, nobody's
right,
nothing.
Right.
That's it.
But that's it. And
you know what I'm saying?
You got,
that's it. Nobody knows him. This is out the dirt. They be saying, acting like they want
to
find
the work. You have to do the work and make him a star.
Exactly.
But this is it.
This is it.
They don't
you
want
get
that.
What I'm saying? They don't want that.
Don't
see,
want that.
See, we're going to change that shit when we get a hold of this shit.
Yeah.
How we pulled to.
Yeah.
We're going to change. We're going to goddamn show y'all, this it from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody can jump on a nigga wave because he popping. This nigga popping. Okay, ooh, he it now. We're going to make him it.
But that's the thing. Like, these labels be on some microwave shit. Like, they want a nigga that's already pretty much
bubbling.
Put together,
and
all they got to do is stick them in there and push the
easy
button and
like,
pop them out.
Like, I got
you know
a bunch
saying?
Of friends that's A&Rs, but I don't know if this is going to sound like a diss, but these niggas, A&Rs need to be extinct. Because these niggas ain't doing no job, bro. They not going to find these niggas with this talent, man.
They not really, like, in the trenches and in the streets where these real fucking talented niggas really are.
They trying to catch the next viral moment. That's what they're doing.
With the A&Rs right here on
Big
Fast. Because A&Rs is a weird position. I'm not saying, like, I got homies
too. But I'm saying,
they just
playing it safe. They scared to do their job.
Exactly. They playing it safe. Thinking it's gonna help them keep their job, but scared to do their job.
Scared to do their job,
and
bro.
That's confusing.
Like when you break a no name artist, bro, from nothing, and they had a story.
That's the best
like,
feeling in the world.
Like that solidify you.
Who signed? We know Rocco, but who ended up signing Future was L.A. Reid, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, L.A. Reid is where he is for a reason. Because at that time, Future was buzzing, but he wasn't the Future he is now, but he saw it like, this is it.
But nah, that's still, he was already bubbling.
He was bubbling.
That ain't, nah, I'm saying you go get a nigga from the shit show.
From the shit show, okay.
You see a nigga on stage at the shit show,
okay.
He have two followers.
I respect
that. He just made Instagram yesterday, but this nigga is a star.
Yeah.
Like, this made me move, this moved me.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? They not doing that.
Yeah. Well, they ain't even leaving their offices. They way up scouting
but
talent.
But just say for instance, if they do catch a wave, like Trap come out and call the wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He called away. Okay, niggas fuck with now everybody. Oh, this it.
Mm-hmm.
It been it.
But you got leaders and followers doing this shit.
This shit been it.
You got leaders and followers in this shit. It is what it is. Like, we gonna have a certain eye and ear because we connected to know shit ahead.
A million more
of
followers.
He knew Cartier who won the last one. We mm-hmm. had like that nigga five.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a star. Like, what more you want from a nigga than to be a star? This is a star.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how his socials pick up.
Yeah, that ain't right.
See how many followers he gets. That ain't right. Because
it's like, you ain't doing no work for real.
But see, that's another thing too that be turning these niggas into mad rappers, because they really be having talent and they really be having like what it takes, but they get.
You gotta go outside yourself.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? They get.
You gotta go be something else to get noticed.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, by the time they get noticed, they're so like burnt out off of trying to do this and that and this and that to meet the normal standards and all of that shit. So it's like, fuck everybody, because I made it and I had to like do what I had to do to fucking change myself to a fucking, just, for these people
watch,
to appreciate
you watch the
me.
Biggie shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they, Biggie was raw, fresh, this nigga
fresh
it.
Out the block.
Yeah.
Now this it, we finna blow him up.
Fresh out the block, and Puff believed in him.
Yeah, don't say we finna blow him up. Yeah. Everybody who met him believed in him. Like, mm-hmm. the first dude, how they showed the first dude, the DJ yep. nigga, then mm-hmm. they showed the goddamn the party nigga, whatever, mm-hmm. all the way up to, it's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that shit take, bro.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Get your shit together, A&Rs, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do your job.
Then, oh, nah, we're gonna do it for him.
But then too, and it's not for the weak-hearted, but don't wait on no nigga. Like, you could do
man,
this shit.
It's so many Kanye West, it's so many Travis Scott's, it's so many Drake's, it's so many. Everybody looking for one genre of niggas.
Right.
The popping nigga.
Where everybody
instead of going to find these J. Cole, just all rappers.
True story.
Like, what the fuck? It's enough money for everybody to be getting money. This shit streaming now. You ain't gotta press up no CD, you ain't gotta do shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Tupac out there right now.
But what
somewhere.
I was saying is, you
everywhere.
You can do this.
You gotta let niggas tell their story, man.
You can do this shit indie, though.
You can do it indie, but it's kind of harder indie,
it's
though.
Hard as fuck.
It's kind of harder indie because it takes so long that you, like, not
it
saying nigga get discouraged. And yeah, nigga.
And not even, it's not, it's about money, but it's more so of the machine putting you in the right place with the connections that an ongoing machine already has.
Even if
has.
You got the money, if you ain't got the resources, you dead still.
Exactly. Mm.
Like, niggas don't know where to spend. Niggas spending their money all in the wrong places. I done did it.
Right.
You spending shit, your money on shit that don't even matter. Like, this don't even matter. This ain't even finna get me nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, like, this is the move because it looks good.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. It's so many of these young niggas, bro. I see them every day. And sometimes I be leaving them on in the other side of my DM. But I see that shit like, this nigga fight for real.
Yeah.
But it ain't nothing I can do for them.
I ain't got time right now.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I can do some on my peak and repost them on my page and tell them, hey, come to the shit show or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, it's so much like, these folk could be so much further with these record companies. Like, the young niggas doing it now. Niggas like Gotti, goddamn Gucci.
Ross.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? These niggas going to snatch these young niggas up for real, straight out the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way. Mm-hmm. Then they get them hot, then I guess the label, I guess that's how I go now. Mm-hmm. We let the independents get a nigga hot enough for the major to come look.
So the real A&Rs is niggas like Gucci.
Yes, Gotti, that's what I'm saying. That's
Ross,
that's what it is,
right,
bro.
Yeah.
That's the real A&R.
Even P, he do it too. Like, he go get a nigga from that, you know what I'm saying, and make sure. Him and Coach. So, I don't know, man. And niggas got to stop just trying to sign their homeboys.
Stop just trying to sign your homeboys and stop just trying to hire your homeboys.
Nah, you can hire them.
No. What I'm saying is a lot of them labels hiring their homeboys for A&R instead of hiring a nigga that's really a good A&R.
I'm talking about, like, these rappers. Like, the rappers feel like they are committed to put the people on around them first.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. Yeah. Like, I got to put these niggas on first. Okay,
these my day ones. These the niggas that's been with me.
I get that, but you got to just let that shit just be what it is.
Yeah.
They going to get on, too. But shit, for let sure. these... Man, put these, it's too many of these young niggas out here with this talent, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That need to be heard, that $1 million niggas, like. We get some M's off him, M's off him, M's off him, M's. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We ain't doing nothing but still making our shit stronger. Whatever, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Big Money Records. We just making this shit, you know what I'm saying? Big money.
Yeah.
And like, even with like you said, with the street niggas or whatever, the snatching the young niggas, once you get a system going, it's like an assembly line. So it's like you don't even have to think about it. You just find the talent and just send them down the assembly line.
Facts. No Limit Records.
Facts. You know, like, niggas doing it, though. Niggas doing it, but them big labels, it's like they want a goddamn...
Culture vultures.
Yeah, that shit ain't it. Like, I tell niggas, like, bro, you gotta... Shout out to Epic, you know what I'm saying? Epic could take a chance on niggas.
Shout out, you know, the label.
But I don't, you know, but I'm saying, like, a lot of these folks in these positions, bro, they not doing their job. I don't give a fuck. They get mad, say, fuck, man, whatever. They not doing their job.
The truth.
Too much talent out here, like...
It's
too much talent to be all we all got. This a bidding war for every nigga. Like, every nigga that come up, I'm not saying I don't want to be no bidding war.
I gotta salute Gazi too. Because Gazi done took a lot of chances on niggas from the ground up. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Empire, yeah, for sure.
I gotta salute Gazi, yeah.
But sure. You get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, overall, the majority.
Yeah, like.
The majority is sitting around waiting for, looking at streams and Shazams and fake followers or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And that's their premise behind it, how they sign people. Then another thing is, if I was in that seat, I'm not gonna sign you just because you got one record. I wanna know you got records. You're gonna have a career. You can make some money off of one record for sure if it's a big ass record, but I kinda wanna look at people like.
But see, with me, I wouldn't even be concerned about.
You gotta do it all.
Like,
what
the records are cool, but I need to know. I wanna pull up on you in your hometown and see how your neighborhood like fucks with you. I wanna see like how you move around in the street. I wanna see like what kind of love you get where you're from. I wanna see like, I need to see like everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, the songs are cool, but and we can make songs, but if you have
That's still the typical shit though, Jay. Cause at the end of the day, it's like that's still off hype. I'm talking about a nigga that ain't is from a town where they got me and my mama. We been like that moving city to city. We ain't got nobody but me. What about them tight rappers too? It's so many talented people.
He talking about identifying talent.
Like, everybody going for one,
and bringing it up.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is rare.
I don't know the last story like that. Do we say it's like that with P and Lil Baby? Since he came straight from
the
streets?
Hell nah, Baby. Nope. Baby was already a made nigga. Like,
he's already a rapper that went rapping.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying on some rap shit. Because wasn't it Thug and P and the homies from Wolfpack and all them?
That was just destined. That was just destined, though. Like, because he could have been whatever he was going to be.
They could have choked. It's other street niggas.
Nah, but Baby was already
a total package before he started rapping. Like, that's what that was.
Like, he was already popping. He was already getting money. He was already, like, you know what I'm saying? He was already everything.
For sure.
Except a rapper before the rap. Okay. Like,
the Migos.
The Migos is running around.
But they were still, they came with a different sound. That was some more shit. Like, that's
believable. They did, but they was running around going to every club, every night. I saw them every night. And then I think, however, they linked up with them. But they was kind of hustling and grinding, too.
Gucci had them.
Even before Gucci, I'm telling you. I met them before.
I met them over at the Brick Factory on fucking Memorial Drive when Gucci got them.
We had to ask them, when the Migos come to Big Facts? That's what we do.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think that... In Atlanta, it's important, like, if you look at Baby, Thug, Future, Chainz, all them, you do got to have some kind of going on in the city. You dig what I'm saying? It can be some rap shit or some other shit, but you do have to have a buzz for something. And that makes it easier for an Atlanta nigga to
make it
as an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, see, Atlanta is a totally different place.
Easy for the city. I'm talking about, like, these artists in goddamn... The Bumble Jumble, Carolina.
Like I just
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, these niggas, bro. Yeah. It's niggas with talent everywhere, bro.
Producers,
like, real
too,
talent and producers.
Producers, yeah.
Like, real, that shit needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying, like, no nigga
who
I already...
so many of them, it's like you can't even wrap your mind around how many of them it is and
where
to get them from and what to do with them. And
you know what it's like, though? It's like gold. It's just sitting there.
But when they gonna... That's what think I'm about, saying. When think they gonna start going to find them niggas?
Think about where Metro came from. You see what I'm saying? Gold was sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid gold.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have paid that shit some attention. Real shit. Y'all should have paid that shit some attention. Somebody did.
Like now the Boominati is booming.
Yeah, business is booming.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You know how many of them we can make a year?
Yeah.
It's so many labels. We can make hundreds of niggas a year.
Mm-hmm. But hundreds these niggas.
Of females just, too. Like, I ain't just saying. I'm just saying, like, stars.
But it goes back to these A&R niggas. They just, they lazy. Like, they don't wanna, like.
Who them A&R's throwing shit at the screen right now? Hey, man, we just calling it how it is, bro. We want you to get it.
Again, I got a lot of
friends,
too.
Real friends that
call me and ask me what's popping.
I don't know who's your job.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to tell you that.
That's your job. You call me and ask me what's popping.
But you're not finna pick me and then go get a check.
They doing research.
No. Yeah, like, no, that's not going to go like that.
Mike send you a plaque.
I used to do that, but I'm not doing that no more. Like, no.
You know what I'm saying?
A thanks, man, and you just got to, you just, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Thanks, man.
Man, get your ass on.
We going to run these folks through the shit show.
Okay.
Fact.
We win, you know what I'm saying? They get above, we're going to bring them on Big Fat, put them on TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, you know what I'm saying, we might play their record from 6 to 10.
Ding-a-ling. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Coming and we're going to walk you in there and get you some money, man.
Let me ask this real quick before we make way for Benny the Butcher. So, do you think, like, when you sign an artist, I think different CEOs have different takes on this. Do you think it's a positive thing? I guess it has to be a positive thing. But how you feel about giving them jewelry or giving them a chain? Like, if you sign an artist and you give them a chain, do you think that...
Yeah, some money too, though,
some
right?
Money, for sure. Oh, yeah. We will hope. And the chain. For sure.
It's two ways that shit can go.
Hold on. We ain't finna ask the question.
No, that's... She know where I'm going, though. Like, we don't see... The chain can be good. You turn up, you got your chain, you feel good, you up.
That's what I call the quote-unquote rap starter kit.
The rap starter kit. You got your chain,
maybe
a watch.
Yeah, you got the chain, you get a watch.
Yeah.
Maybe some earrings. Even possibly a car.
But some of them niggas might not even give a fuck about that shit.
Okay, I was gonna say
something
else.
And just gotta just feel like that's the image, bro.
But I'm saying, have you
seen
it?
People not going against the image because what the image is working.
Can't
you get what I'm saying? So hell yeah, as soon as I become a rapper, I gotta start looking like a rapper.
For sure.
That's how niggas feel. But you don't though.
But do you think listen, seriously. Some people get the chain, right? And it's all about what you desire and where you want to go.
Right.
Some people get the chain and start tripping. Like
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So is it good to give them that chain or is it good for them to work and hustle up and get their own chain?
It depends on the nigga or the
depends
big,
on
I
the
mean,
artist.
Or the lady.
I got you.
Or
depending
the
on the
late
artist.
Woman person.
Well,
or
I don't think the women be tripping. I ain't never seen a woman tripping.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, they be tripping too. Mm-hmm.
They, you know what I'm saying?
It's,
just,
bro, it's fame, bro. That
so would you give your artist a chain?
What you mean?
If you sign an artist, like you were saying, from the ground up, not what you got going on right now, but if you sign an artist from the ground up, would y'all give the artist a chain?
If he want a chain.
It depends on the nigga.
If he say, hey, bro, I need a chain. All right, but I ain't, nigga, I'm finna get you some hit records to get us some money.
Right.
Fuck a chain. You gonna be able to buy that shit. That shit ain't nothing.
But if he 20 years old, he gotta go move around, he might say, man, I want a chain. Do you get him that
it
chain?
Depends on the, yeah. It depends on the nigga.
Elaborate.
Like,
what kind of nigga would get the chain? What kind of nigga wouldn't get the chain?
I'm talking about.
If you want them to make them hits, go make them hits if I believe in
him. He a hit maker, but he a little cuckoo. You gonna get him that chain? Because you know he get that chain, he might start tripping. This is a real conversation. You know, nigga, especially some
Atlanta
shit.
I'm saying, like,
shit.
You.
Tripping out. Who you nigga might nigga trip out with a chain?
No, listen what I'm saying. Nigga, listen, in Atlanta history, you know this, right? Nigga might get 10, 20 racks, a chain, and a car. And start tripping a little bit.
Tripping how? What you
tripping
mean?
Tripping as in not doing the shit you was doing before you got that. You used to go to the studio every day, get on your shit, try to make hits.
Oh, I ain't know what you're
But now
about.
You content.
And you think you done
you
made it.
You a hood star. Yeah. Now you're not going to do what you do. We don't see that in Atlanta, in the South, and everywhere time and time again.
Yeah, just
they just content with the change.
Some niggas come back, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Some niggas come back. It be a high. You be high. You don't even know where you at.
But
like,
see, some don't come back when it... But well, listen, it's
no,
a,
you're not.
It's a small window in this shit. Yeah. Some niggas come back when it's too late.
Facts.
You might have 6 months to get your shit together. Fuck around in Atlanta. We don't see it. Seriously. You got 6 months to make it work, bro. Am I lying?
Nah, you ain't lying. Bro, that's why I'm saying it all depends on
bro,
the nigga,
bro. Y'all talking all this Atlanta shit, bro. This shit is for the world.
For the, no, I'm saying this is...
You know what I'm saying?
This
we is can't talk about Atlanta, bro. This shit is for the world,
we based out of Atlanta, though.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying like...
No, from hood to hood, not just Atlanta. I'm talking about LA niggas, Midwest niggas. I'm telling you, some people only desire to have $20,000, a chain, a watch, a car, and a couple bitches. That's their desire.
But that's a long way from zero. That's you. All I can understand I where niggas you. Be coming from, because that's a long
but
way.
But if that's
from
your
zero.
Desire, it's also not that long to go back to zero.
Yeah, I feel like niggas will get it right, bro. We just got to give these folks some chances, bro.
I feel you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we give you a shot, that ain't it. Go to Kroger. Go to Kroger, because a lot of people out here that's got talent and deserve to be on. That's all I'm saying. Like, these folk deserve this shit. But they not chasing their dream, and they really got it. Like, you see some people that really got it. Like, I can already see the chains on niggas when I see a nigga with nothing. Because I done seen a lot of these niggas with nothing and how they became, like, okay. That. But I already seen that was going to look good on you, because it's nothing look good on you. Saying, the way you wearing this Zara shit look, you know what I'm saying?
You got it. You got it. I get
you got that it. So we see that. Like, how we gonna ignore that?
All right, so let me ask y'all this, man. Because I had a flashback, and it was an unpleasant flashback, right? I remember I was on a plane first class one time.
Wow.
It was a 3-hour flight going out west. And you're in first class, so everything's gonna be good. You pay a little extra to be first class.
To be on point.
You know what I'm saying? So I sit down, sit by the window. Tell them, you know what I'm saying, bring me some drinks, snacks, all that shit. I'm in first class. I'm kicking it. You know what I'm saying? And then a person sits down. This person smells absolutely horrible. Like, the most horrible.
Huh? Rancid.
I like that word. This person smells rancid, right? So I don't know how I'm going to make it through these 3 hours of this person smelling like this on this plane.
I don't know how I would have made it.
So it brings me to this discussion. Whether it be your people or people you don't know, how do you deal with people with bad hygiene? Like, how do you deal with somebody who might have halitosis, which is very bad breath, or somebody that just smells bad? How do you deal with it? How do you tell them? Do you tell them?
See, like, with me, I'm real funny about smells. Like, I can't, if some shit smells funny or, like, stink or, like, weird or bad, like, that shit'll throw my whole shit off. I can't take that. So if I'm somewhere, I'll probably be more straightforward with somebody that I'm cool with or close to, as opposed to a stranger, because, you know, people take shit different ways, and, you know, I don't want to have to get into it with
how
somebody.
Would you tell your people?
But if it was somebody that I'm close to, I'm gonna be like, pull them to the side, like, hey bro, like, you need to go figure that out, because you smell like fucked up. Like, it's something going on. I don't know if it's like, if you got some personal shit going on, or, you know what I'm saying, maybe you just forgot to hop in the tub or something, but you need to go and remember and get the fuck back in there, like, immediately, because this ain't working, and you can't be around me like smelling like that.
So you would tell your people straight up, you need to get that shit together.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone you don't know if you're in the line at the grocery store?
If I'm in the line at the grocery store,
and you're behind the person.
If I'm behind them, that's not really my business. Like, that's not really my business. But if we're in a confined area, and
what would you have done if you were me? I'm gonna tell you what I did. I went to sleep.
I went to sleep
because I got to get to where I'm going and what I'm gonna do. They paid for
first
class.
I would have went and told, like, the pilot people, like,
but I gotta
hey,
tell
man.
Them. They sitting right here. What we do?
No, but
hey,
listen to what I'm saying. When you're dealing with people that you don't know, that shit can turn into something else. So, to prevent me from going to jail on this flight and I'm trying to get somewhere, I'm just going to tell the people, like, hey, this person has a foul odor. I can't deal with smells.
So this
I
is
can't
you right here,
Dave.
You go with the person right here. You haven't told them. You're like, hey, this person has a foul odor.
Like, y'all need to, y'all got to figure this out. Like,
or I want
this is
my
not,
money back, or let me out the flight. They might say you get out the flight, though, which would be fucked up.
Man, like, well, y'all going to have to give me my money back and give me a credit so I can get to where I'm going, because I'm not dealing with this.
Okay. What would
a stinky person. I'm not finna sit next to a stinky person, and I paid first class money.
I feel you.
Man, come on. No, I'm not doing that. So y'all gotta fix this.
What if it's their beliefs not to wear antiperspirants?
I mean, they're entitled to that, but you're not finna sit by me doing that.
I catch you. I went to sleep. Try to keep the peace. That's what I did.
I can't even think when I smell something stink like
you.
That. Like,
I'm with you. What would Bank do? Let's run it down. First off, one
I
of your pops.
I smell a lot of stinking ass niggas all the time. Be around stinking ass niggas.
So you don't tell them about themselves?
Yeah, this nigga know they stink. Jeez. I'm just walking out, bro.
If you was face to face with a nigga talking to one of your people and they breath just done all the
I
time.
Ain't talking all up in nigga face like that, though, man.
I'll say they could be right there. We hate to keep using Shy because Shy does not smell bad. For everybody, Shy doesn't smell bad. But if Shy was right there and her breath was consistently...
I'm going to just deflect that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just turn it away. Make sure that shit just hit the back of my head. Instead of my nose, bro. I ain't in your bed different. But if it's my nigga, like, we in the car together, like, bro, you ain't brush your teeth. Like, what the hell wrong with your mouth, boy? You know what I'm saying? Like, but other than that, man, just a random stinking ass person, but that ain't my business, man.
And you're all... You
nigga stink anyway.
In your older past years, the past of your life, have you ever... I'm just gonna break it down.
When I used to be in the trap shit, I probably was one of them stinking ass niggas too, bro. I said like that 2-3 days that I got there. Sitting in the house 2-3 days, hey, babe, bro. Come on, man.
You in the house, that's the key.
I'll just say in the trap or standing outside, all that, bro. In the grinding, house,
but
whatever.
Still outside the air blowing.
Some of these rap niggas stink. These niggas gonna be on, babe.
Yeah, for sure.
You been on a tour, but just think about it. You been on a tour, but you go city to, bro. You don't know jet to jet, whatever.
Yeah,
you probably ain't went by no goddamn.
A lot of these niggas ain't been on no tour bus, and they just they still that, like that, funky monkeys.
That'd be the worst one. It's some funky life, shit, and they try to cover up with expensive cologne. That'd be even worse than the smelling.
Nah, you just
no. I was going to say something. No,
you get caught stinking one time, bro. Your ass stank. But you just a stinking ass nigga. Every time we see you, you stink, bro. Somebody got to pull you to the side.
Who's somebody? You going to tell Jay to tell
somebody got to pull you to the side, bro.
I got like, you.
Bro, you tripping, bro. What the hell you keep doing?
How do you say that to a person?
Hey, what you keep doing? Like, what you mean? What you keep doing? Bro, that shit, that ain't right. You got to lead into that shit, bro.
What in general do you do if you about to have sex and you smell something you don't like?
Oh, you got to get up, Quinn.
Okay, so
you're
gonna tell
with yourself. Like, what the fuck is wrong?
That's
with you?
Like that's not that's
that shit gonna that's, fuck it up. For
yeah,
the
that's like, totally unacceptable. Like,
yeah, nah, that's different. Right?
That's different. You just tell them straight up, like, this
get the fuck out, like now.
Wow. Yeah, hell yeah. Hey, what you about to do? Hey, what you about to do?
Commission, stay right. Yeah.
What you about to do?
You know, that's the way I didn't get up out of.
I thought I was staying here. Hey, what you about to do? Nah, I got some shit to do. What you about to do? You about to leave? Fucked up, man.
You know, that's the way I did. Hey, what you about to do? Shit, what the hell going on? What you about to do?
That's fucked up.
Oh,
all right. So for the record, if it's your homeboys, then or your peoples, then you can just kind of tell them what it is. But if it's somebody else on the plane or in the club, standing next to you in the club in the section, some shit like that.
I ain't finna have no stinking ass niggas in my section.
What you gonna do? The stink? You gonna do the stink test before they walk in?
My people
section?
Don't stink.
Not if they come into no club atmosphere. I'm just saying, like. Just being like outside and anywhere else, like around people that been outside all day, you gonna smell some stinking.
I'm telling you, the worst situation.
I'm saying like we in some regular club atmosphere, bro. There's no reason for you to be
the worst situation.
Like you were supposed to have just left your house at 10 o'clock at night to come to the club. Like, how do you smell? Like
the worst shit is the transportation. Like I was saying, the plane. What if you got to get somewhere ASAP and you jump in that Uber and that Uber
bus one time?
The who?
A mega bus like Greyhound. But that motherfucker stank.
I think it stank without the people, though.
Bro, that shit, that was the worst experience ever for me.
Transportation. What if you jump in the Uber and it smell like death?
Took the rental car, huh?
What if you jump in the Uber and it smell like death?
I'm getting out.
I ain't riding no Uber. I'm supposed to send anybody to pick your ass up. That shit. Hey, the fuck that nigga doing driving? You ain't no motherfucking Uber.
That is it, little show. You right.
That's it. The Diaz brothers in this motherfucker.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
No, man.
Oh, God.
You're stupid for that.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, the moral of the story is tell you.
Wash
people,
your ass, man.
Yeah, wash your hygiene is essential.
Yeah.
Your hygiene should be on point. Everybody can get a pass for if you left the gym, if you did this and you did that, but you shouldn't just be.
But see, like, even with that gym shit, like, if you bathe every day, even when you go to the gym, like, you shouldn't stink. Like, you shouldn't smell horrible.
Some people glance. Some people glance.
No, seriously. No, people glance. Seriously.
Nah, all bullshit aside, some people be fucked up. Like,
seriously.
Like, yeah, like, for real.
Some
like,
people just, Some,
you can't say that. Some people just fucked up.
Because these people,
like, that's the fucked up shit to have.
These people that you tell that we would tell that, and I'm trying not to keep trying to keep straight face. We would tell them that you don't smell right or whatever. They might rebuttal and say, "Well, I have this condition where I can't. I have this condition with whatever that causes me to."
Well, I pray to God that I don't ever get that condition, because like, I wouldn't be able to.
Especially the breath shit. Like, it's some people that have halitosis from birth. And their breath is just fucked up.
So their breath was stinky like from a baby?
It's a disease. Halitosis.
Yeah, I remember going to school with some little stinking breath ass little niggas. Like,
and some people take
them
to the dentist.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Halitosis.
It is what it is, though. But I don't stand out these people being there. I ain't got to be. No, I couldn't be in no relationship with no stinking ass motherfucker. I got a lady. Nah, I can't do that.
Some different shit.
Like, your girl just stink.
But girls aren't supposed to stink, though. Like, that's...
You just said that off the record. We just said that sometimes strippers be stinking. We just had that conversation.
A lot of times strippers stink.
So girls can stink.
I
don't think you should.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think you should.
You're not supposed. No, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. Like, girls are not supposed to stink at all.
Ah.
A stink dude can get a pass.
Why you say
ha? You talking about these stinking ass niggas. I think he's talking about these stinking ass niggas. What we doing?
Right, we're going to make way for Benny the Butcher on Big Facts. It's www.bigfactspod.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's going down at First Class Sounds, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. You know what I'm saying? Big Facts is going down. Benny the Butcher just pulled up on us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a milestone, man. We got a lot of homies from New York. You know what I'm saying? We salute real niggas everywhere, but you're the first actual guest from New York. Artist. Rap artist from New York. So welcome to Big Facts, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's an honor.
That's an honor.
So make sure you talk your shit today, man.
That's
make sure you talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying?
How you feeling, though? Everything solid?
Man, I feel good, man. I feel good. Mm-hmm. I feel great. I got some new project coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hungry for the shit. The weird politics of the game ain't knocked the hunger out of me yet. You know what I'm saying?
So talk about this weird politics now. We were just talking about some old.
Oh, you know better more than what I know about this shit. But
yeah.
I'm still like an infant to this shit. So I still got the hunger in me.
You know a little bit earlier, we was talking about like realistically, just like. A&R is not really doing their job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like they're kind of on some lazy shit. They just be on the internet just trying to find what's going on.
Yeah, industry is kind of like a microwave, and they just want to get niggas when they already packaged and just pop them in, heat them up, and pop them back out.
Right.
So
with that being said, like, who would you say, who is the A&R that may have found you in your camp, or is it just some shit where y'all grinded and got straight to the label without the A&R? Like, who would you give credit to that? Who is that person that discovered that movement and said, I need to get with y'all. We need to get some money and make some shit happen.
Well, I gotta say, the deal that Westside Gunn did with Shady Records. You know,
that's
what I'm saying?
That's your cousin, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, cool.
So you wouldn't see us if that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? But my situation is different. I wasn't signed to Shady.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So For me personally, nobody. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody was doing that shit for me. Wes let me, allow me in them rooms. He was doing interviews and shit like this. He allowed me to sit in a corner. He was having meetings with Paul Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in a corner and went from nobody knowing me, just thinking I was just, niggas thought I was security or some shit. Mm-hmm. To like, oh, that nigga, yeah.
In the corner.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that nigga rapped too, to me building up my reputation and my relationships with niggas and spinning back around when it was my turn.
Mm. So basically you saying you use a student first.
Definitely, man. I'm a good listener, man. And that's one of my best attributes, is that I could listen. I'm like anybody else. You might tell me something about myself. I won't like this shit, but I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And that worked out for me, being like that.
Mm. And we saw recently, man, something that was just stirring up on the internet. Was it 6ix9ine himself or his people that reached out to y'all for the feature? Like, was it a DM? Was it a phone call? Was it hit your people? Like, how did that whole shit even go?
All right, boom. What's this nigga name, man? I forget this nigga name. I gave this nigga my number. But it was a joke. It was a prank. That was not...
That wasn't 6ix9ine.
That wasn't.
That shit all over the internet.
That shit all over the internet.
I thought that shit was real.
But you know what? I before I posted that and mm-hmm. said anything about it, I sat on it for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I'm like, did this nigga really hit me? I'm like, the audacity of these people.
Right.
But yeah, it wasn't that nigga. You know what I'm saying? It was just this funny nigga. It was this funny Instagram nigga.
Playing.
So, it was probably one of my kids calling.
But to be clear, you... That's a
but to be clear, I would have never done that shit for $10 million.
No amount of money.
Yeah.
Hell no. I wouldn't have done it. I would have been able to show my face. All I got is who I am.
Real
I would have been like, imagine if I did that, took that money, and then came in here. How would you have looked at me?
what you would have did?
What?
You did it for $10
million? As a rapper?
Yeah.
I can't do it as a rapper.
You can't.
Now, as a DJ doing the mixtape, I probably still went for $10 million.
Would you have took the 10?
No.
I don't think I could. Another question.
How we had the discussion about Nikki doing the first.
Was a yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
but
Nikki, Kodak was trying to defend the Nikki shit or whatever, but Nikki raps about street shit. Nikki is from Harlem. From Queens. Mm-hmm. Nikki built her whole shit on, like, real nigga shit.
It's just like, man, you know what I'm saying? From where I'm from and for what I stand for, I ain't about to sit up here and say that I'm a fucking OG Bobby Johnson. Mm. I ain't about to sit up here and say that I'm one of them niggas, but at the same time, I'm one of them niggas. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's just, I won't be able to, the crowd, that the people who listen to my music, the people who listen to his music, they accept that. But the people who listen to my music, they don't. So I would have had to pack my bags and say, okay, I'm done with this crowd and I'm moving over here.
It would have been one of them type of things. Yeah, for sure.
You feel what I'm saying? But...
For sure.
And it's a lot of people who say yes, though. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't for $10 million. They said yes to. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
That deep.
Reputation is priceless, though.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you on, what if you was at the end of your rap career?
IRS on my body.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thinking I got 3-4 more new kids.
God damn.
I can't, man.
Nah, for real, though. Like, real, I'm really tired of this rap shit. Yeah, goddamn. Thinking about opening up a goddamn restaurant.
Man, bitch, crazy.
You know, and that's another thing.
God.
I would like to say, you know, niggas might not admit it, but, you know, anybody could understand that. But when I've been blessed to be in my groove right now, and that's not my situation, negative on that. But, like, shit, if it's a come up, or your nigga tell you, like, man, shit, you better go do that, nigga. They're like, nigga, you fucked up. You better go do that.
You ain't told that.
I mean, real shit. You better go do that.
Nigga gonna rib you up. Nigga, you ain't told shit. You gonna get that motherfucking 10.
Damn. Nah, real.
It's weird. It's a weird space for being a rapper, like, everything got to match up. Like, it's like either you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got hard-ass music, but you might not be as internet-ish.
Right,
is
right.
That a word? Internet-ish.
It is now.
My man say internetical. He call that my man duffel bag. He call it internetical. You might not be internetical as these other niggas, man.
Exactly. Right. So, but that shit matters, though.
Mm-hmm.
We was just saying, like, a nigga got them go on your page, and nigga be like, you heard of such and such? And nigga be like, nah, you pull him up, nigga, pull him up. Nigga see 10,000 followers. This ain't really nobody.
That's how they do
it. That's how a nigga do it. Nigga could be Jay-Z. Just ain't Jay-Z yet. You get what I'm saying?
The next Jay-Z.
It could be the next Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. A nigga see like 17,000 followers. He ain't insane. God damn.
Like, it's not worth it just because he doesn't have a certain amount of followers.
That's the lamest shit ever to me right now.
Man, the whole facade of it is lame. Like, you need a chain. You need this.
Bro, we just talked about that. Like, we just talked about this. Crazy. Like, you got to have a rap starter kit for a nigga to even look at you in the beginning. Like,
I ain't had none of this shit. I'm like, I say this every fucking interview. I lived in the projects 4 years ago. My niggas was telling me, like, no, that nigga fuck with you, had that nigga buy you a Rolex. I'm like, I ain't about to ask no nigga to buy me no fucking watch. I'm a grown ass man. I would love it. You know what I'm saying? My boy right here bought me this. You know what I mean? I would love it, but I didn't feel like I needed that to be in front of the camera. I ain't feel like I needed that. I feel like the people, like, boom.
Hell yeah, help.
Shit a lot easier than it was back then. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be honest. Everybody know that, but I ain't feel like I need it. I ain't feel like I need it because, in my opinion, the people who you need it for,
don't even matter.
Right. When niggas go get the fake followers and go get, I'm like, my nigga, the niggas you trying to impress, that shit don't matter to them.
Right.
They ain't going to spend no money no way.
Exactly.
Yeah, they ain't finna go stream your shit. They ain't finna do none of that.
But it do helps. They had them followers and they had the jewelry and have everything that they place around the rap character shit that works. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get nowhere near this rap shit till I was like 32. I'm 36, so I had to live my whole life
without it.
Exactly, and so, be who I am and live my whole life as just a regular motherfucker.
So you were comfortable with that? Yeah, like, that was me. Either way.
That was me. I ain't no nigga who got on when I was 22, hit records and shit, and that's just my life. I feel like I needed to, so I'm going to always be more of a Eastside Buffalo nigga than I am going to be like this rap shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. A rap shit New York nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
How you feel when you see, I see like the terms they you know, they always trying to put people in a space of labels, but East Coast trap rap, would you consider yourself like East Coast trap rap?
I know a lot of people wouldn't, but me, I take pride in that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Niggas know when they play my shit, niggas know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Niggas know what I'm talking about. Right. So if that's how they got to categorize it, I take it. You know what I'm saying? I take it.
For real.
Real shit.
So look, and then with the whole like BSF, like the Black Soprano family, like, how did you guys come up with that name? And is that something that you guys thought about because you guys are really like all related? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Was that some shit that just sounded good? Or like, you know, like what's the real heart and the real meaning behind that shit?
It was, I was going in and out of prison, you know what I'm saying? Going on violations and shit. And I always been like the nigga from my town. I always been the nigga, far as rap and shit like that. My situation with the labels and everything wasn't always right. So I was just a local nigga. I went from like handing out CDs in front of gas station. Like I was that nigga before. So I was in and out of prison. So I came to the point, this was my last time too I ever went to prison. I was telling myself, like, you got to come back, like, with something different. I just wanted a clean feel. Right. And I wanted, like, some letters, you know what I'm saying? And I just, like, boom, I came up, Black Soprano Family, BSF. But it's really the same niggas it was, you know what I'm saying? It was just Buff City Entertainment. Rest in peace, my nigga Shay. He passed away. I was signed to him. He a local legend. It was Buff City Entertainment. That was his shit. But I came, switched it up, Black Soprano Family. And, yeah, it's family.
Yeah.
It's all my day one niggas in, you know what I'm saying? And it's mob shit, you know what I'm saying?
For
real
sure.
Mafia shit, you know what I mean?
For sure.
I'm half Italian.
Same.
What's some of the shit you took from the streets to the rap shit?
Basically just my understanding, what word I'm looking for? Like, people fuck with me from day one. People always fuck with me. I could be broke in a studio. A nigga might come. When niggas used to say weed at the studio, a nigga might come buy some weed at the studio. A nigga might see that I'm fucked up. This is a nigga who ain't gave nothing to nobody. A nigga might come back with a quarter joint for me just because he like me. Niggas like me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real.
Yeah, I'm just being real. Yeah.
Cause I'm not a loud nigga. I'm a respectful nigga. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I took that. You know, that gets you a long way.
That gets you far.
I took, like, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. You feel what I'm saying? And I just took like the real shit, not just that. Oh man, we gotta rush these niggas and all that shit. I ain't bring all that shit to this because I ain't get here for all that crazy shit. I'm a retired street nigga. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't bring. I just brought my understanding and my hustle to this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got the little label deal at E1. I don't even got a record deal my motherfucking self. I motherfucking just started a sports agency. I just brought the will to just to do anything to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's hard.
What's some of the shit you had to leave, though?
Shit, I had to leave because some of my niggas. You know what I mean? I had to leave. Like, some, not saying that I don't fuck with them, but it's certain niggas who can't be nowhere near around this shit because they don't understand this shit. Mm. I had to leave. Like being nice out. You know what I'm saying? I had to leave because you can't say yes to everybody. You can't be willing to do everything. Because that's just part of the game. Facts. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of the shit. Mm. I brought that. You know, that's part of the street shit. You can't be a pushover. I smile at niggas' faces and everything. Like I said, I'm a good nigga because that's just who I am. But I'm not no pushover, or I'm just not just trying to help niggas who ain't trying to help they self, or, you know what I mean? I ain't no get over nigga because I'm a nigga who took shit from niggas who been there, and I learned. And if a nigga can't do that on the other side of it, then like it ain't about nothing.
Mm. You spoke a little bit before about like having, I wouldn't say like regrets, but just being remorseful about some of the past street life. I guess like what's some of the shit that, I ain't gonna say haunts you, but it goes to your mind like, damn, man, I wish I know that it all made me who I am today, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of remorseful for some of this shit.
Man, the most honest shit I could say is, you know, probably like, taking something or robbing niggas that I shouldn't have, or you know what I'm saying, or just introducing niggas to certain niggas who would have never done that for me. Mm. You know, just regular shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure other people could say some shit like that, like, damn, I ain't have to, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But just regular shit.
At the time.
Just regular shit, you know what I mean? Like, everything else come with the shit, but it's some certain shit that you don't have to do. You know what I mean? But just regular shit like that.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about like regular people being victims of the shit that goes on in the streets? Meaning as in like people who not in the streets get shot, or people become victims of some street shit when they ain't signed up for it. Like, what do you think the code or the rules is for that?
Well, you know what it is. Everybody, you know, these rap niggas always talk about, they get on these records and talk, my bitch drove with this, my bitch had that, my bitch had that. Mm-hmm. What's really happening if she get pulled over? Mm-hmm. Like, when you invite certain people into this shit, you already know what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. Me, I never invite nobody into this shit.
Yeah, because when you invite people in, you're responsible for them.
Yeah, because guess what? I don't, this is a real situation. I was on a run, right, for a probation violation, federal probation. I was on a run. And I had them people by the bars. They couldn't catch up with me. You know what I'm saying? My cousin lived upstairs. So even if they came to the front door, I was running upstairs. You know what I'm saying? So one time they came to my bae mother's job and they snatched her up. She ain't never say nothing, but I understood, like, okay, I got to turn myself in today. You know what I mean?
Right,
the jig is up. They done got her. She work a job. Yeah. She got to take care of the kids. She can't be locked up behind my bullshit. And so what make you think that somebody, a female, or just anybody who live a regular life, I'm gonna be locked up for the street bullshit? They not. Some of them will, but you can't
put that on nobody.
Yeah, you can't put that on nobody. So if you take something from a nigga who work, he might look like he a dope dealer, but this nigga got a job. Mm. Every tax time he go bust him a new watch or a new whip. If you take something from that nigga, like whatever he do is like you ask for it. If you know what I mean.
Mm. So hopefully, I don't think that this is a rumor. So it's true that you are sitting on a record with Drake. Is that true, or is that some internet bullshit too?
No, that's true. That's true.
So there's a record with Drake. How hard is it to have this record? Because you got other records and other dope records. But how hard is it? Because you say you're not going to put it out till you're ready to put it out, right? And it's not out now. It's probably not coming out next week. So how hard is it to sit on a record with Drake?
It's hard, but it's really not that hard because it's like this. It's like levels. You know what I'm saying? I wanna. Shit, it's a record from Drake. Mm-hmm. I want it to work out for exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's a build up thing. It's not just about getting it and throwing it out. And it's about time. You know, that's motherfucking Drake, Aubrey Graham. So you can't, even if you got a record with that nigga, you can't just throw it out. Mm-hmm. You gotta get ready when he's ready too at the same time.
Right.
So it's all that type of shit. So you know what I mean? Just whenever. You know what I mean? How we were saying about the followers and all that a few minutes ago, I'm appreciative of niggas like that who just not reaching out to niggas who just got, because he could work with anybody.
A&R, we missed them too.
Drake,
we want them A&Rs too, lightly out of the streets.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, go get niggas not chasing the clout of a nigga. If he liked the song or like the person, he'll fuck with it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So
that's different.
I'm appreciative of that. So, be honest with you, even if them shits never came out, you know what I'm saying? The conversations that we had, I know that he a guy who respects my flow and I respect his and what he done in the game. So, you know what I mean? It's still a lot about that, but I can't wait for this motherfucking record.
It's a bars record? Like, y'all going at it?
Yeah.
Not at
hell
it,
yeah.
But it's...
Nah, he talking his shit.
Okay.
He talking his shit like he always do, definitely.
Yeah. That's hard. That's super hard. That's super hard.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sign of Roc Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that label management or how? Because I know there's different situations.
Mm-hmm. It's management.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out everybody over there. I just was up there.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you have got a chance to have conversations with Ho?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And what's probably, like, I guess, the most priceless thing you might have taken from that conversation, just having whatever conversation with someone like that, who just made, like, what, $1.5 billion, some crazy amount of money in one month?
Second man. One of those kinds of deals in
that
a month.
That's
right.
Crazy.
Just closing them like, yeah, like dang.
Look at this nigga, though. Fuck, didn't he keep coming up with all this shit, man?
The one.
Huh?
He's real the chosen shit. One.
Yeah, damn, man. That nigga just... That nigga tripping, man. How much money a nigga want, man?
All of it.
Jay ain't playing with
him. He ain't playing.
Get what? He don't step in them folk lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He don't step in them folk lane. Yeah. He just too smart. Like, I've been showing you how we do it.
Right.
Real nigga shit. I'm showing you how you do it. Like.
And especially where I came from. Like, that's the most amazing part of it.
Y'all need that. Me more than I need y'all.
He doing that shit so strategic. Like,
for sure.
He probably been knowed about all this shit and probably already had the money and everything. Well, now these bitches back to back and show them how we do it.
Real shit.
Go hit them with the liquor. I mean, with this champagne, then we're finna come back and hit them with the...
Title
shit. Yeah. And some more shit coming.
Yeah, he's a mastermind with this shit. Most definitely, he's a mastermind. But yeah, though, he's very involved in what goes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was working on Burden of Proof, I was sending tracks to him. I was sending tracks to E. You know what I'm saying? He always hit back, and when he texts back, he coming with advice. I remember I sent him some shit that I put out. He was like, no. He was like, I heard you punched in on that. He was like, you need to fix that. You know what I'm saying? And I was about to put it out.
Damn.
Label everything, ready to put it out. And I'm like, nah. He told me to fix that. Like, you know what I mean?
Fix this shit.
Go punch that shit.
You put that shit out. He like, this nigga don't listen.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't one of them niggas who won't. If I get a chance to be in a room, I ain't going to be like, this nigga don't listen. What he around for?
Nigga, you know what I want to know. If a nigga like that telling me something, you know what I want to know.
Exactly.
So there ain't no such thing as nothing. I don't know.
Real shit.
Especially if you just call my shit out. You wasn't there when I recorded this shit.
He called me right out. A part that I punched in at. That I could have done, but I punched and he called me right the fuck out.
That's crazy.
I'm like, he ain't taking no breaks on a nigga. He letting a nigga know. Like,
nah, but that's like, that's real shit, though. And that's letting you know, like, this nigga is really paying attention.
Nah, real shit.
Like, really paying attention. Like, for real, for real. Like,
So I can appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The album cover is actually on your shirt, right? Meant the Plugs too.
Oh yeah, no, this that's the Plugs too. Yeah. Tony and Sosa shaking hands, you know what I'm saying?
What inspired that? Why is that the cover for this joint that you're dropping?
Because this called The Plugs I Met Too.
The Plugs I Met Too.
Okay. And this, you know, this is Tony meeting Sosa. You know what I'm saying? It don't get no bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? He just got Frank and them niggas out the way. Frank and them niggas is done. What's the brother's name from the movie?
The Diaz brothers.
He's on their ass. He came from nothing. And so, you know, everybody use the Scarface shit, but I'm just breaking it down, using it more literal, like fuck the whole movie. Not fuck the whole movie, but this part. I'm on my second EP about just this
integral part.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just this part right here, the Plugs I Met. You know what I mean? You know, in life you meet a lot of niggas who could change your life. Mm. You meet a lot of niggas who could give you a lot where you could do something for your team and your family. And that's important, you know what I'm saying? And it don't gotta be about a nigga who's selling drugs to you. It don't gotta be about none of that. Mm-hmm. It could be a nigga who ain't never touched no nothing. It could be a college motherfucker. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, being in this shit, I met a lot of niggas and from my old life, you know what I'm saying? So I just talking about that shit.
Hey, we always tell niggas, like, when shit ain't working, give up. Like, what made you not give up on this rap shit? Just, like, keep going how you did.
Man, that's
you say you come from goddamn pushing out CDs. Like, what made you not switch it up and try something else?
Man, that's a good question. I'm happy you asked me that. Because I feel like if it's not working, definitely get a fuck up. But long as it's going up.
Incline.
You good. You know what I'm saying? And don't panic. Just figure out how to make it go up quicker.
How to maintain.
Make it go up more.
Yeah.
And that's how my career was. You know what I'm saying? Like, upstate New York, which is Buffalo, Rochester, Niagara Falls, Syracuse, they been knew me. They been knew my work since about, I put a tape called Tana Talk 2 out in 2005 when I was 18. Shit was different from there in my life. You know what I'm saying? When I was 19 or 20. Shit was different from my life then. You know what I'm saying? Fires on some rap shit. You know what I mean? And it always was on the incline, like back and forth to jail and fucking with different local labels. Had a nigga stuck, you know what I'm saying? The shit that a nigga go through. But I always was going up. It always was going up. And I told my deal was to get a record deal. Like I said, I'm from back then. I would have loved to take a record deal from all of these niggas. That was my goal. But it was times I had to tell myself, like, nigga. I was doing this. I was young. Mm. Nigga got 27 in jail, just came home. You like, nigga, you know you might not never get a record deal. So it was like, okay, learn how to move these units around here. Learn how to get paid for shows around here. Niggas been paying me for features since 2005. Mm. That's when I had a feature price. Mm. It was 500 then. It's different now. Mm. It's about 20. It's about 20 now, but it was 500. Yeah. Then.
You go advertise it. You know what I'm saying? You want one before you even hit me.
I wasn't gonna say it. I'm like, fuck it. We probably watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But fuck it though. So I been had that
so don't
conversation.
Don't hit my phone with 1999. I want a 20.
1999. I might go fuck with you.
Know what I mean? Not 19.5.
But I been had that conversation with myself. It's like, nigga, it ain't working, nigga. You ain't gonna be the next 50 Drake, Wayne, the Jay-Z, nigga. What you gonna do? So it's like trying to make the money off of it. I would have been happy making. 60 to 100 grand a year just off music with nobody never even hearing them. I mean, I would have been happy with that.
But see, the thing is, he actually making some money. It's people that have never made a rap dollar in 10 years. You need to reevaluate, bro. That's bad business.
Feel like,
I know it's your dream, but that's bad business.
Like, that's when you got to say, like, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly. Yeah, because that's like how Scream is saying is niggas that ain't never made a dollar. Like, mm-hmm. Do you feel like in order to be on an actual incline, you have to be profiting something from this shit?
Facts.
Or do you feel
something.
Like the incline doesn't involve money?
The incline in the early stages don't involve money. But like when you 10 years in or when you like 5 years in, you could be making money because people are going to buy your CDs. People are going to buy those if you just put them out. Like we sell vinyls. We sell everything from our shit and people going to buy them. And I was selling this shit. I got about 500,000 followers, But I was doing this shit when I had 7,500 followers. I was doing drop with t-shirts, doing drops with hats, doing drops with tape. So
merch and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So people gonna buy it if it's if see this what artist's problem is. I'm about to tell y'all niggas. I'm about to tell you niggas y'all problem. This y'all problem is they expect us to buy anything. We don't buy anything. Me, when y'all niggas gonna go to the Gucci store? Nigga, I like Gucci.
Right.
Make some shit I like. Right. I'm gonna spend that money with you. I don't buy Fruity Pebbles because I like them niggas. That's my shit. Mm-hmm. Fruity Pebbles is my shit. That's why I buy it. Yeah. So make some shit that I love, that I feel like I can't live without, and nigga, I'm gonna beat your door down for this shit. You ain't gonna have to worry about selling it. And that's a lot of times these niggas expect us to buy anything. Like, how could you go to the studio and put out some shit when you got a nigga like motherfucking Future, when you got a nigga like Lil Baby, them niggas got the access to the best producers, the best A&Rs, the best anything, the best sound, microphones, anything. And you gonna go to the studio and make some bullshit and you want me to buy it? Nigga, I'm playing Lil Baby. I'm playing the shit that I like. I ain't about to just play that shit. Oh, homie, I'm gonna show you some love. Why? Give me some shit I like. And people feel like this a charity. This shit is not a charity. You gotta get the shit people that they like. Just like that.
For sure.
Them big facts, King.
Big facts.
For sure. So back in November, you had a situation out of town in Houston at a Walmart. And there was, you know, like some shit that took place. And you
some
were...
Some shit took place.
Yeah.
It was a robbery, right? I mean, it was a robbery. Attempted robbery.
What happened with that shit?
Boom. It was no attempt.
Explain it to me because I really want to know.
I got shot. And niggas took my shit. They said it was an attempt because I still had a bunch of bands and I still had jewelry on me and the police didn't know who I was. So when you tell them, when they see what that's going on, they're like, we don't know you, nigga. We don't see you on the Billboard charts. Who was you? Mm-hmm. It was a drug deal. Mm-hmm. So that's why they was like, they wasn't believing what was going on. So
was
that's
it
why
in or outside of Walmart?
It was outside. Okay. It was outside.
Yeah. Okay. And they were saying, like, I saw some shit online, like on the internet, trying to make it seem like that whole situation occurred and took place because it was like on some you didn't check in type shit. Can you clarify that? Like, what was up with that shit?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. Check in. I don't. You know what I mean? My niggas in the H town know who they is and they know I fuck with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas know as soon as niggas know who I am and where I'm at before my plane land.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't know.
So it was a robbery that just happened at Walmart and. Thankfully, you're okay. Your foot, they were saying your foot, you got to...
It's like my nerves is and my foot, my shit getting better. I'm healing. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not going to have to get like a new foot or no shit like that?
Oh, nah. I could still do my two-step electric
Benny, Benny been in the club too.
Right.
You know another thing?
I'm going out tonight.
Y'all probably don't know, Benny is a shit show supporter. Not only is he a big fact supporter, he's a shit show supporter.
That was dope. I got artists. I want some of my artists to come perform at that shit.
We can't wait.
ASAP. I know motherfuckers who will come kill that shit. And I got some people who might need a reality check.
Right.
You know what I mean?
At least you're like real shit. Right.
It's both. It's both that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go kill that shit and see, like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Realize that maybe it's not for me. Like,
which one you came to?
When I came to.
Last one?
Yeah. Not the last one, but the
Shaq stopped there real
quick. The one with Shaq.
Oh, yeah. But now I know people want to hear me talk about that Houston shit, but I want people to know that, you know what I mean? Whatever happened, happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm a street nigga. I'm not nowhere crying off of that. And
that shit can happen to anybody, baby.
Hell yeah. And I'm more famous than I thought I was.
Do you think you underestimated?
That's what I was saying. Like, at a Walmart with all your shit on.
That's a fact, but. We was there correctly, and it was about three of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I had just split up with some niggas who I was with. We was going to a party. I had just grabbed crazy shit from the mall, and I needed some underclothes. You know what I'm saying? I needed some white beaters and shit.
Right.
And where else do you go when you out of town but Walmart? Like.
Yeah, but them niggas was dumb for that. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was dumb. I feel like niggas really didn't want no jewelry. They try to take my dignity and my integrity, but I'm solid
on
as they come.
Clout shit.
You can never do that. I done took shit from niggas. That's part of the game. That's how it go. So, you know what I mean? I'm not a nigga. That shit don't got no blemish on my shit, and niggas know what it is with me.
And it didn't take nothing out of you or away from you.
Yeah, and I go anywhere. Niggas know me. I go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them niggas who who just be in my state or just whatever and just run my mouth, I go anywhere.
Yeah.
Nigga good, because that shit could have been worse, man. Nigga right here.
And that's the most important thing. You see for these sure. niggas lose their life. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck all that other shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas lose their life. In that situation right there, I want niggas to know I done been through 50 worse incidents than that that couldn't have even prevent me from being here than that shit. You know what I'm saying? I done been through 50, at least 50 worse incidents. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't got a one-track mind. And niggas can't trick me out the streets. That's another thing. Niggas cannot trick me out the streets. I came too far. I done this shit for real. I done sat in them federal courtrooms facing 5 to 40 in them state courtrooms. I done this shit for real. I know how this shit really look. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about where I come from and where I'm going. So I'm one of them niggas.
Right.
That's what it is, man. So you know, you obviously get saluted for how crazy you are on the mic and shit like that. Who you think is the hardest female rapper, though? Like, pound for pound, bar for bar, like... I know we can sit here and talk about the niggas, but who's the female that don't nobody want to see? Some niggas don't even want to see.
Listen, I'm going to tell you niggas right now. Because I'm about to say a name you never heard of.
I should have put a rule up. You can't say who's in your crew. That's what you're about to say?
I know.
Okay.
I know. Right. I'm about to say somebody I know who they never heard of. Shay Noor. Yes, she's from my town, but Shay Noor. She's crazy. She is crazy. She rap. Like a nigga rap, like trust me. And the people who know her, they gonna vouch for this shit. Just pull some shit up. Shay Noor. C-H-E-N-O-I-R. Trust me. And I gotta say her, I don't even feel comfortable saying another name. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit.
That's like real.
Like we were just talking about, it's so many people, it's so much talent that's undiscovered. Mm-hmm. Man, it's like billions of dollars of talent that's undiscovered. Real shit. Like in these little towns, like niggas looking for the next nigga out of certain towns. Like we fortunate for Atlanta to be one. Like you come out of Atlanta, you can pop easy. Like you ain't gotta do nothing but get on your shit. You can pop if you that. But you got niggas that come from like this town where he come from and other small towns or whatever that's just not just appealing to the world. You know what I'm saying? It might be appealing to the East Coast or like even on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? You got parts of California where niggas are not getting heard and down south, man, niggas, it's too much talent, bro.
No, it's too much talent everywhere.
These folks got to go find that shit.
I got one more thing to say about that Houston shit, though. I just want to say.
Feel it.
Take your time.
My new shit costs more than my old shit. I just want to say my new jewelry.
One thing about it, man. Two things for sure. Nigga put that fire on your head, man. Give them what they want. Yeah. If you can't be from the streets, if you feel like you can't.
That's
buck.
A fact.
Like, we had them arguments in the trap. Like, you gonna buck about your shit. I see an opening, but if a nigga got that motherfucker up, it's up.
Run, that's a fact. That's 100% facts. That's big facts.
It's up, it's up.
But guess what? Niggas ain't getting nothing off me till I was hit. You know what I'm saying? Till I was hit. Not saying it had to go like that, but. Niggas, you know, felt like that's what they needed to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Every time he hit that goddamn
Every
time he hit that Daniel, he got something else to say about that Houston shit.
Because I'm just like, being real. I'm just being real. Because you know, a
let
lot
me just
of niggas
tell y'all niggas something right now.
Because like. Because a lot of times, you know, people before I go on interviews, I tell people don't even ask me about that shit.
Right.
But it had to be a situation where, like in a song, I said I won't discuss it unless it's Barbara Walters, but. It had to be a situation. I know I'm going to go fuck with my nigga Nori at Drink Champs. I know me and him going to kick it. But it had to be a situation like this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to kick it with one of them goofy blog
that's
niggas.
Love.
Yeah, exactly. That's real.
Where they don't understand. This is for people who understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I see a lot of people on the internet. They come to their conclusions. Niggas thinks like I was walking in Walmart and two little niggas ran up on me. No. You know, niggas came like the army. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Please believe niggas came like the army. I ran. You know what I mean? Like, nigga can't. I mean, like, if it was a movie. Mm. That's what I say. If you wanted to get my shit off my neck, that's what you had to do. You had to tap in your Tom Cruise, Steven Seagal, and make the movie. Mm. Niggas made the movie. That's how I went.
You know, but you hear it, so that's all that matters at the end of the day, for real, for real. Mm.
I'm gonna sit. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Another thing about that motherfucker. What the other thing?
Nah, listen, see, look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, nah, for real. We appreciate you pulling up, though. Nah, that's on some real shit.
I love. I've been posting.
And to be open, like, man, it's just, I don't know. I guess we got that effect, man. People want to open up.
Well, this is where you can be comfortable and really just, you know,
talk.
You know, we about facts and truth.
Exactly. And plus, like I said, people want to know, like, what the fuck happened?
Facts.
A lot of nosy motherfuckers want to know, but people who fuck with me, like, damn, what happened?
Mm. Yeah,
like, that's bruh, you know what I mean? That's shit, you know. Mm. So it is what it is.
Mm. For sure.
Talk real quick about that Buffalo Bills shit, man. I know you're a devout Buffalo Bills football fan.
My niggas,
they did better than they've ever done before. I even start fucking with them a little bit on the strength for you. You know,
right,
saying
right, right,
the Falcons
right.
ain't talking about shit, but
man, it's just man, what they doing for the city is big. You know, y'all know from here, so you know what it means when a team is winning. And being from a city like
where, even outside where the winning, not to cut you, how does it feel to come from where you come from and be able to go on the football field and be there, like NFL, like Benny the Butcher is at the Bills game and receiving you? That's got to feel good.
Be the focal point of the fucking entire production. Like,
just like I said, man, people like me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative to them because they didn't have to do that.
And that's how you're going to last.
And
that's how you're going to last. And,
you got to chop it with Josh Allen?
Nah, I ain't get to chop it with Josh Allen. Yeah, I fuck with so many other niggas from the team and so many dudes from the team. And I ain't link up with him yet, but, man, soon, man. He's a dog, man. I appreciate everything they doing. And to be a part of that, a staple from the team, I go there, I'm in the box seats, and they rock it with me, and just it's crazy. It's love, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, how the fuck you do that? I don't even know.
Right.
But like I said, man, they fuck with the movement, and they can appreciate hard work.
Mm. That's big, man. The plugs I met too, March 19th, man. What can we expect? You know what I'm saying? Let everybody put everybody down real quick so I can know what time it is.
Oh, man, I'm happy you asked me that. You could expect me to be on some hard, gritty shit, Griselda shit, because that's what we about. I'm taking it back to the back corner, the alley. Just talking my shit. I got some good features on there, and I'm just trying to talk my shit. I'm just trying to give the streets what they want. When I go in the studio, I'm not trying to make a hit record because I didn't get here from making hit records.
Mm.
And that's another thing I want to tell you, rap niggas. Stay in your lane. I'd rather be the leader in my lane than competing with another nigga with him in his lane.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just doing doing best. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like in the midst of everything that's going on, the people going to fuck with it and appreciate it.
Mm. Last time I asked you just some social media shit, is Benny buying Birkins? I think you put up you're buying Birkins.
I just bought my girl a Birkin.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the club, my nigga.
And I posted it, to make these bitches mad.
Yeah.
I'm the Birkin. I'm
the only Birkin.
Shouts out to my nigga Huncho, man. No, some of them deserve it, though.
Yeah.
Some of them do. Some of them don't, though.
Some of them deserve it, man. That's...
You done bought some shit, though, man.
Yeah, not no $30,000 bag, though. That just makes sense to me, bro.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess I'm blessed. My people ain't into that.
One,
yeah.
My people ain't into that, though. Like,
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, teachers, shit. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess I ain't got it like that. You feel me?
Nah, just... If you buying shit,
it's gonna be something you can try. You can try this. I can see them over here every day. Not no shit that's in a box up in the closet.
Right. She like bags. She wanted a bigger bag. But it's good. It's good with the do. It's good to do. It's good to do it for the joints who ain't looking for shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? That's why, because she wasn't looking for nothing like that. Surprised her. If they looking for shit like that, that's a turn off. You never getting that. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Real shit.
For sure.
Bitch, you better take this coach and get the fuck out of my face.
Coach? At least a goobah, Jay. Not no coach.
Oh, God.
We appreciate you, man. Much continued success to you. We know we'll see you again. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
anytime,
man.
You got to get some shit off your chest, we here, bro.
All love, man. And we going to kick it because I want to bring some niggas to the shit show.
Jay, put that shit together, man. Get these folks together,
Let's go. Yeah. I can't wait.
That's
my boy over there. That's my boy.
You say you got some niggas eat reality check and some niggas who can really kick.
Yeah, I got some niggas who gonna kill it, and I know some niggas who gonna get a reality check from that shit.
Yeah.
That shit real,
www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.